is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Next on News for the Soul, light body healing with Dr. Lara. Dr. Lara is a functional medicine health coach, an advanced practice clinical pharmacist specialist, master intuitive healer and channel, and international teacher and speaker on a mission to empower you to take an active role in your healing journey to achieve holistic health mastery of the mind, body and spirit. Dr. Lara combines energy medicine with functional medicine to facilitate healing at the root level. Call in now to speak with Dr. Lara today. 646-595-4274. 646-595-4274. Please welcome Dr. Lara back to News for the Soul.
Hello and welcome to Light Body Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Lara May. And although today I can't be with you live, I wanted to bring you a powerful healing session all about aging limitlessly. So I had a client come to me this week and want to really focus on healthy aging or even ageless beauty. And so all these beautiful messages came through during her session, and it really inspired me and got me to thinking about how we could all really shift our perceptions and our thoughts and our energy around aging, how we age, getting older, and the possibilities of actually feeling younger with each day that we get older. And I just had a birthday on Monday, so I think this is also why this is so front of mind. And so during her reading, there were lots of angels and guides and goddesses that came up. And so for you guys today, I was inspired to pull from the Colette Baron Reed Goddess Power Oracle card deck. I love these cards. They're so beautiful and so powerful. And so, of course, one of the cards that was pulled was Arianrhod. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. It's A-R-I-A-N-R-H-O-D. Arianrhod. And the message is time. And that is a beautiful blue and snowy card. And the message with that card is that time is on our side. And we don't often think about that as we get older. And so I wanted you to think about the concept of time as I bring forward this healing meditation message for you that's coming soon in a few minutes. And then the other goddess that came through was Maya, and the message of illusion. And to me, and what she is bringing through loud and clear, is that most of what we think about aging and time are actually illusions. And they're things that we tell ourselves or that we've been taught that aren't actually true. And so I encourage you, as we go through this process, to think about, what do you think about aging or getting older? What have you been taught? What are the mantras that you tell yourself over and over and over that might not necessarily be true? And how, at this moment in time, are you willing and able and open to shift your perspective, to think new thoughts, to see things in a different way, and to bring in new energy about the process of aging and getting older? So now that I have brought in these little tidbits, these intentions, these challenges for you, if you're able to, come to a comfortable seat or lying down if you're able to, and close your eyes, get comfortable, and just start to breathe deeply and easily in through your nose, out through your mouth. Exhaling all of your day, all of your stress, everything that is weighing on you, slowing you down, dragging you around. Just let it all go. Inhale, bring in the light. Feel the warmth and expansion of source energy of Mother Earth all around you. And exhale, let it all go. Now with intention, we expand our energy up to meet the light. 200 feet, 300 feet, 500 feet, expand, expand, expand. Expand your energy to meet Mother Earth below you, to meet the great central sun, the stars, the galactic realm above you and all around you. And just allow this light and love and support to permeate and pour in all around you. Pour in through the top of your head. Pour in and lighten up your third eye, your ear chakras. Feel the light and love and expansion come into your throat. Feel the light and love come into your heart space. Awakening, alivening, expanding your heart. Inhale, bring in the light and the love from above and below, 360 degrees all around you, into your abdomen, your area of confidence, of your self-esteem, of your identity, in this body, in this lifetime, right now. Expand, expand, expand. See it shining bright and yellow and beautiful like a big sunshine. Bring in the light to your sacral space. Awakening, expanding, beautiful orange energy. Clearing out all that no longer serves us. Clearing out any and all emotions and experiences you've stored there, especially in the lower back. A lot of times we store things in this space that we don't want to look at, or we don't want to deal with, or we just want to hide from. So we put it behind us, literally. But it doesn't go away. It stays there and blocks us. So bring in so much light that all of those things are immediately transmuted, cleared out, dissolved, transformed. And we continue to bring in the love and the light from all directions into our root chakra, into our legs, into our feet, awakening our soul star chakra and our earth star chakra above and below us. And connecting with Mother Earth, we call on our higher selves. We call on our divine team of angels, guides, ascended masters to come in, surround us now. Open us, awaken us, align our energy with the sacred geometry of the Flower of Life and Metatron's Cube. And feel it spinning all around us. Feel it spinning through our physical body, through our energetic field. Out, out, out. Spinning out, again, all that no longer serves us. Anything that is not at the vibration of the highest light and love spins out, clears out, dissolves instantly, and transmutes right now. For when we are raising our vibration and vibrating at the level of pure love and divine light, nothing else can exist but this. It is law. It is truth. Truth with a capital T. And breathe and just feel, sense, see, and know how you feel different just with that little exercise, with those intentions. What feels different for you? What has instantly released? What has instantly opened up? What has instantly dissolved? And now we call in the energy of Goddess Maya. We bring in this beautiful pink light, this iridescent peach color diamond lights. We feel her come in and surround us. We thank her for her presence, for her guidance, for her knowledge and wisdom. We thank her for guiding us to know that just because things appear real in our world does not make it so. That is actually the definition of illusion. We know that everything is intrinsically connected, though not visible to the naked eye. Maya is a Hindu goddess of illusion, and she challenges us to trust that all of those things that are invisible to us, that our guides and our angels working in the background that we might not be able to see, trust and know that our deepest desires and intentions make our lives better. They are always working on our behalf, but that it is also our responsibility with our free will to call on them, to work with them, to trust them, to take action in alignment with their guidance so that the messages they bring forth to us will materialize in this physical world. This calls on us to be courageous, to be willing, to see things as they really are rather than the way we might want them to be, or actually rather than the way people have convinced us that they are. And we encourage and invite and welcome Goddess Maya in to break down any and all illusions and delusions that we are ready and willing to see the truth in all things, the truth in our lives, the truth in our health, the truth in our aging, the truth of possibility, the truth of limitlessness, the truth of infinity, the truth of our souls, the truth that we are creator beings in a body. We are infinitely powerful. And all we have to do is step into this energy of infinite power. And what would it take for that to happen for us, to us, in our lives, in all ways, across all time, dimension, space, and reality right now? Breathe and receive this download. Now we call forth and invite in the goddess Arienrode, Celtic goddess of time. She is our ally. She has come to guide us and let us know that everything unfolds in perfect divine timing. That time on this planet as we experience it as humans is actually an illusion. And a lot of times we feel rushed, we feel limited by time. Time is a human construct, as the true nature of the universe is timeless, is infinite. It has no ending or beginning. It is constantly evolving, which brings the possibility of limitless possibilities, limitless awarenesses, limitless options, limitless choices, limitless chances to try again and to keep making choices and keep taking action until we feel in alignment with our destiny, with our success, with our abundance, with our health, with our beauty, all of those things. Breathe deeply and feel her presence around you now. A beautiful blue and diamond light swirling around you like a snowstorm, but you are warm. It feels tingly and awakening and alivening again, opening you up to new dimensions, to new levels, to new awarenesses. Breathe deeply and easily and just allow her downloads to come through you and into you. Be struggling now, this is only temporary. So I encourage you now to bring in beautiful divine lights, bring in Maya's divine lights, bring in Arianrod's divine lights, bring in the healing power of Archangel Raphael. Bring in the light specifically to the area that you want to heal. Bring in that light to the area where you feel stuck, where you feel slow, where you feel dragged down or defeated. Bring in the light to those spaces right now and just allow it to fill in, fill up, to brighten, enlighten, awaken, expand. Feel, sense, and know how your cellular structure is changing as you bring in this light. Feel it realigning. Feel it aligning. Feel it attuning to this new vibration and level of divine awareness, of divine being, of divine healing. Now see, sense, and know Archangel Raphael's emerald green flame swirling around you as in a gentle tornado, spinning out all that you've removed from your physical body. And this flame is instantly transmuting and transforming and dissolving all energetic imprints and remnants. Everything that no longer serves you is ready to be released, ready to let go. Tell your body, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for holding on to this energy for me. Thank you for allowing me to learn these lessons and awarenesses. But I no longer need this energy. I'm ready to let it go and give it away back to my angels, back to my guides for clearing and transmuting. I am free. What would it take to be more free every single day? Anything in the way of that we clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. What would it take to feel younger, more vibrant, more alive, more eager, more excited with every day, with every breath. Anything in the way of that, we clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. What would it take to know that with each day I can choose to be younger, feel younger, have new cellular growth in every moment of every day? Anything in the way of that, I clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. What would it take to know that everything that we thought we knew about healing, aging, medicine, and health is really an illusion? And what would it take for all of those illusions to just melt away right now? Anything in the way of that, we clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. What would it take to be open to the possibility of miracles? What would it take to download the energetic imprint of miraculous healing, of miraculous anti-aging, of miraculous beauty, of miraculous limitlessness in our health and in our bodies right now? Anything in the way of that, we clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Archangel Metatron is all around us now, awakening and activating and attuning our light bodies around us. Our light bodies are actually outside of our auric spaces. They are energetic vehicles for healing and for galactic travel, for soul travel, for traveling through our past, parallel, future lives. Thank you, Archangel Metatron, for coming in, for awakening and activating our light bodies now, for a deeper healing, for an awareness of new possibilities, for a true understanding of our limitless power of creation, for this unlimited power of creation with our health. We can choose to be healthy in every moment of every day, no matter your illness, no matter your past paths. You can choose a brand new detour of health and healing, of miracles, right now. What would it take for that to come in and be your new reality now? Anything in the way of that, we clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. We feel Archangel Raphael spinning and clearing for us. We feel Archangel Metatron spinning the light body Metatron's cube all around us, getting faster and faster, brightening, awakening, expanding, attuning for our highest and greatest good and the greatest good of all. When we do this work, we are doing a service to the world. Feel your energy bigger than the entire world right now. Feel it expand out, 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 so that all of this expansion, attunement, and awakening is really a service, not just for you, but for the entire planet. So all of the chaos is cleared and transmuted. All of the lower vibing energetic forces working across the planet right now are instantly cleared and transmuted and escorted out and away. They cannot exist when we all come together with the intention of love, light, and divinity. Feel the expansion, feel the awareness. going to give you the next 10 minutes now to just bask in this attunement, in this awakening, in this clearing, in this healing, in this miracle space of all the possibilities of peace, of love, of deep understanding. And of massive action when we are in alignment with all of these powerful, wonderful things. So now as you're ready, start to come back into your body. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Thank all the guides and angels and masters that came through today. Thank your higher self. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for contributing to this global healing, both of yourself and the world and all of the light beings in and of this world right now. If you would like to have a session with me, go to drlaramae.com/services and sign up for your healing session. And with love and light to you all, I look forward to our next time together in April. Namaste.